This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And as part of the Good Day tradition, we have what's commonly referred to here in these parts as the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits from the charts that are produced by Talkers Magazine every week. The charts for the week of June 5th to the 9th are our focus today. Jay Kirstner and I are here. Jennifer is off this week for this hour of our engagements. So Jay and I will go through these charts and see what we can cook up here in terms of interest, what's trending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your comments as well from social media about some of these stories. At number 10, the PGA Tour, the takeover of the Saudi Arabians when it comes to professional golf. Boy, are there people that are ticked off about this.
Ooh, yeah.
What a sucker punch.
Yeah.
This was to the American PGA and to the international PGA.
Am I remembering this correctly, that there were players, there were golfers who were suspended because they were part of, weren't they doing the LIV tournament?
And yeah,
right. They were suspended or they lost sponsorships or something, and now there's just the full-on PGA Tour LIV golf deal.
Yep. It's pretty universal. The Saudis will do anything. They're bloodthirsty curs, as we know because of September 11th. We know because of how they run the oil world to their advantage. And so they have so much money that they pretty much do what they want. That's the swagger there. And therefore, American presidents even cower in the wake of whatever it is that they think is the important item at the time. So now the PGA really isn't anymore. And those of you who have followed it may be disgusted. It's just another grab again by the Saudis. Okay, I don't want to. It's so negative. Number nine this week is a focus on what's going on with Tucker Carlson. He still seems to be able to manage to attract interest. And so we'll dig around that story as we have time to do it later on during the course of the hour. Our relationship with China and what they're doing in Cuba, number eight. The Russians and the Ukrainians are still at it. It was going to be a seven-day war, and it's now been, what, 14 months?
Oh, yeah, no, it was. Putin thought it was going to be 3 days and done, 72 hours and donezo.
Yep, right. So number six is a continuing focus on the folklore that is the Biden family and the Biden history and who the Bidens really are. And what sort of creepy crawly stuff do they have in the closet? And they seem to have, and it's not just the son, the father has to be involved in this. So I go back again, you look at what's happened with Trump being indicted. We can get to that because the number one thing this week is the presidential race. And purely and simply, the Biden investigation, the Trump investigations all have to be part of the landscape of discussing the presidential race. So anyway, let's get to them. Let me just go through the list anyway, Jay, here. And activism on the part of lesbians and gays and bisexuals and the people in the LGBTQ so-called community. The smoke is number four. How the eastern part of our country is blanketed. The pictures this week from New York City, about as dramatic as any of the time-lapse photography as well, I think, Jay, don't you? You saw the video.
It is so eerie because it gets so thick. And, of course, you have that red tinge to the smoke and the haze.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, it truly is astounding. And I think Detroit is getting it pretty heavily.
Yep.
Some
now,
places, like yeah. you, it's it rained, so that kind of pushes a lot of it
Washington.
Down. But,
yeah.
Oh.
Well, as you know, I'm going to Ohio this weekend. I'll be in Northwest Ohio, and then I'll be having dinner or lunch with you guys on Sunday. But being in Northwest Ohio, close to Detroit, it's only 80 miles to Detroit from my alma mater. We're having our 55th class reunion, and I'm betting that we'll be impacted by it as well. People that have any issues with COPD better look out. Yeah.
Air quality is not good, even for people with healthy lungs. It is it is not great. I think there are parts of Ohio that are already kind of in the hazardous area. Cleveland, not so much, even though it's a little hazy.
Yeah.
But if the news is correct with the wind patterns, we should be getting it at some point today or tomorrow.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's see here. The migrant, the immigration thing, once again, is damnable. We should be ashamed of ourselves. The country should be ashamed. Our government should be ashamed. The Democratic Party should be ashamed. The people who are making this happen should be ashamed. It is an outrage to Americans. To add to the people who are getting diddled around by whatever government manipulation, and I still, maybe it's my naivete, Jay, I don't get what it is about this, other than the obvious they'll vote for us, so let's let them all in. If they're that power-crazed and power, and I guess they are, to hurt America the way America is being hurt, and they all say, well, we need people to come into the country to do the work. Well, if you didn't make it so easy for Americans not to work, then you wouldn't need to have them come. At least some of them.
And here's the thing. Nobody has actually, well, and I take that back because people are saying this, but for the most part, people are not saying people cannot come into our country. They just have to do so legally, as if either of us, Doug, if we were to go to Europe, Paris, London, and we wanted to live there and we wanted to work, we would have to do so legally. We can't just show up and say.
It's so different in other countries. England is having the biggest problem in Europe. But other European countries are having the problem because of what's going on in Ukraine. There's the fallout, the domino effect, if you will, because of what's the war and the millions of refugees. I think 4 million people have left Ukraine to trickle into Greece and Turkey and then on up into Europe. It's a mess for these people.
And it's about public safety, too, to an extent. Look at Americans. Yeah. We're all documented. People who are born here, we're all documented. We have our social security numbers, our birth certificates, driver's license, state IDs, if you don't have a driver's license, all of that. People who come in legally get that same kind of documentation to a degree. People who come in illegally are not documented, are undocumented, because they came in illegally. They didn't go through the system. So there's no record of that. And when it comes to the public safety sense, and again, this just goes for everybody across the board, but pedophiles or anybody who's released from prison after serving for a violent crime, they are in a system and they have to introduce themselves to neighbors. They cannot live in certain areas. So when you have people who are undocumented coming in, they could be anywhere.
Well, they are anywhere. They're all over the place.
And you don't know, because again, it's undocumented. And I say it, we are documented. I'm documented here. Doug, you're documented. And that's, I think, what it really is more about, is making sure that everybody is documented. And it's the illegal sense of it, not just the immigration period. It's the illegal sense.
Right. All right. So there's a thought or two with regard to the stories as we dig into them a little more thoroughly during the course of this hour. Talk Radio Review. The People List from Talkers Magazine. You get these lists, by the way, both at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. At number 10, this fellow Chris Licht. Nobody really knows who he is, but he was the fellow that was in the last year or so responsible for CNN. And because the right wing loves to bash CNN with good cause, frankly, I think CNN is a disgrace. And it's shown because their viewership is at an all-time low. When Ted Turner started CNN on the old I forget what the call letters were in Atlanta on that old that station, and it became cable news. It was the cable news network. And so it was the first one of the non-network. This was a subset of television. It was the first time WGN in Chicago did the same thing. They became sort of national on their own. And the news, it was an interesting and intriguing idea to have 24-hour news on television. And it has had a storied career with some really good broadcasters over the years. At the moment, it's a disgrace. And the right wingers love it because they love to hate on the folks on the left. And CNN has become much more known and much less regarded than MSNBC, shall we say, for, I guess, a number of reasons. The people that are on
teleagendas.
But the people on CNN are not likable. The people on MSNBC, at least, are smart and likable. You may not like their point of view, but they are, I find them, much more likable and intelligent than the people that are on CNN, with the exception of a few stalwarts like Wolf Blitzer, who's been there for a long, long time. I don't know if they've sidelined him or not, because I don't remember seeing him, because I can't be bothered watching CNN, frankly. It's so bad. And so that's, that's part of the deal. Anyway, Tucker Carlson is number 9. Here I am. I'm having the COPD, but the allergies combined with the smoke. What a great combination that makes. Number 8 on the people list is Hunter Biden. I just don't understand how this guy does what he's done to his father, unless they're in collusion. You know, there's some kind of collusion between the two of them. We all love our sons and we love our daughters, but this guy, unless he was instructed or encouraged by his father to do the things that he's done, you'd like to think that Biden wouldn't have gone down this street. But in fact, it seems over the years they have all been together. So is it reality to think that Joe Biden doesn't know what Hunter Biden's up to? I don't think so.
Yeah, very, very highly unlikely. I don't think that necessarily he pressured his son into doing anything or guided him down this path. But you would have to think to a degree, because it doesn't matter how old your child is, adult children. If they find themselves in trouble, if you have a good relationship, like it seems that the Biden family does, the child, even an adult child, is coming to their parents for help.
Yep.
So at some point, you know he knew something.
Yep. All right, Gavin Newsom is number 7 on that list. Don't say anything, Doug, if you can't say something good. Ron DeSantis, another one. What a quacker. He's 6 on the list. Kevin McCarthy, who I think is turning out to be one of the most respectable Republicans in many ways. Number 5, RFK Jr. makes it into the list for the first time at number 4. We'll talk about him. Mike Pence is 3, Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. That's the list, the people list, this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. 18 after on the Talk Radio Roundup.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. It sounds so easy. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. This is just healthy weight loss. So it's the collagen protein, rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not only are you going to look better, but you feel good with this product too.
What's the way that people can get the biggest bang for their buck?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up. This is our 26th anniversary. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy 3, get 3 free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock. He needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you need need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio for this week from Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off, and so we decided we'd tackle this on our own, Jay. And so in order to do that and do it with credibility, we have lots of input from you on social media. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Plus, you can always access us by dialing 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. With comments, calls are coming in all the time. Some of them are good enough to put on the air, and some of them aren't. That's the bottom line. All right, so let's talk about what some of our listeners are saying on our social media about some of these issues. The Trump indictment seems to be number one with the listeners. You want to go through some of the responses?
Ooh, yes, some hefty ones. Sam Wells says a rising fury is brewing and building up pressure among Americans who care about the tyrannical direction our government is taking.
Why'd you chuckle there?
Because I always pronounce tyrannical wrong when I'm reading it.
But you were right.
I know, because I had to stop myself. Oh. That and the state of Oregon. If I am reading it, 9 times out of 10, I say Oregon. It's just one of those things that I know the word, but if it's in front of me, I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
Okay, well, we close your eyes.
We digress. Garland's really stupid as to risk a full-on civil war in this country. It is high time the U.S., FBI, DOJ return to equal justice under the law instead of acting as the, I don't know what this word even is, Fedgoon? Hitman? Fedgoon? For the Democratic Party.
I think that's a made-up word, frankly.
Okay. Against its political adversaries.
Yes, right. Yep.
Not wrong there.
I was thinking yesterday, I got a haircut. My barber is an immigrant from Vietnam. Came here. His family came after we destroyed their country and made it easy for Vietnamese folks to come here. So he and his family run this barbershop for a number of years. And he always, when I walk in, he always has Newsmax on the TV in the barbershop. So I'm thinking to myself, how interesting is this? A Vietnamese national who becomes an American citizen, starts a business, and thinks that Newsmax is the best of all the channels to watch. And we talk about stuff, you know, barbers love to yak and gossip, and I usually half the time nod off in the chair. But we were talking yesterday about Trump and what's happened and how the Democrats are ruining the country. And it just sounded funny coming from somebody who's an immigrant. I'm used to listening to it, you know, with fellow, these guys in American, but
stereotype.
Native.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, what else have we got for Trump?
Michael Krivich says, I take no joy in the fact that a former president of the United States has been indicted under the Espionage Act and obstruction of justice. I also know that those on Truth Social who are calling for an armed attack on the American people are not patriots. They are extremists, terrorists, and cult members.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this goes along with the question we previously asked, what does being a patriot mean to you? And to continue what Michael is saying, a patriot believes in the rule of law and that no one is above the law. Trump will face a jury of his peers, and in only that place will guilt or innocence be decided. It is a sad day for Americans, but a great day for the Constitution and the rule of law.
I get a kick out of looking at some of the coverage on these, you know, because CNN and Tucker Carlson are part of the stories this week. The latest from Fox is them trying to, with the indictment, trying to make it look like that it's all Biden's fault. It has nothing to do with Trump and what he's done. It's just all Biden's fault. And I know that, that's going to carry the day. That rhetoric will carry the day with many people. All right, so we got to quickly, let's do the couple of presidential election thoughts
here.
Yeah,
how it's stacking up. Mel says, grab the popcorn. The circus is about to start. Don Berg says, I think Trump will win the Republican nomination. Uncertain for the Democrats. And Lynn says, I'm waiting to see what Kennedy has to say.
Yep, that's it. Me too, frankly. All right, there it is. Some more social media thoughts here as we continue on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Everything. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The smoke from Canadian wildfires is slowing flights into the tri-state area airports. The FAA says smoke causes more delays in fog or rain.
These systems work well through water droplets, but can be less effective through solid particles such as smoke and ash.
The FAA says air traffic controllers use additional safety measures during smoky conditions. More than 20 teenagers are hurt after a deck collapsed at a park in southeast Texas. The collapse happened this afternoon at Stallman Park. Officials said 21 victims between the age of 14 and 18 were taken to the hospital, including five by helicopter. However, none of the teens sustained life-threatening injuries. Mortgage rates are down for the first time in 3 weeks. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is averaging 6.71%. It's down from 6.79% from the week before. Dave Collins, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
The hour is the talk radio review, a roundup of thoughts from you on our social media at Good Day Radio Show and Good Day On Air. Jay Kirshner and I, Doug Steffen, are here without Jennifer this week. The color is always a fabulous, there's a fabulous one-sidedness to Jennifer's point of view, which I embrace. Because I embrace her, what a great broadcaster she is.
And she is so well-spoken.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, she has good arguments for the way she thinks it through and has great arguments. She always has the info. She always has the ammo when it comes to discussing Trump and or the Republicans. I wish she were here because I wanted to get her to talk about that Supreme Court ruling that will effectively in Louisiana and Alabama redraw congressional districts because the Supreme Court, with the inclusion of two members of the Republican Party who are members of the Supreme Court, have ruled that, in fact, Alabama did violate civil rights and it's pretty obvious. Hello, 27% of the population in Alabama is black, and they have seven congresspeople, and they're only one There's only one black. Hello. Hello. Knock, knock. Anybody home? It's 2023. You don't get away with this stuff anymore. It's not Jim Crow. It's not, the week after the Civil War is over, although sometimes you think when you listen to these people and they're so angry,
mm-hmm.
Are we headed in that direction? Certainly not.
Remember, once upon a time where you, racism is very real, prejudice is very real, but you almost didn't know where people stood in certain things until having conversations where now people almost wear it like a very proud flag.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a patriot. Of course I believe that way. The abuse of that word is one of the great tragedies and horrors of modern times. People have taken, as with lots of other words, but in this case, I find it offensive that these people that run around and I'm a patriot because I have a flag in my truck, you know, stuff like that. I'm a patriot because I believe in the Second Amendment. Okay, so maybe you believe in the Second Amendment. That doesn't make you a patriot.
What makes you a patriot
is understanding, the idea of having an understanding of what this country really means and stands for, what it has and what it continues to in most people's eyes. I got a kick out of one of the attorneys for Trump declaring that she was ashamed to be a lawyer after the indictment of the former president. You know, the indictment is focusing on, once again, his mishandling of the top secret documents. I think this is a witch hunt myself. I don't think they're going to get anywhere because apparently the law gives the president a year to have access to almost any file he wants. That's part of the transition. So I don't know what they've, but he's supposed to have given them back. I think that's the issue here. But these people will stop at nothing to get Trump. I mean, it makes it easy for him. Nobody's saying, that Trump doesn't deserve to be indicted, mostly because of how easy he just is. You know, he's always given the middle finger to anybody and everybody who's like the up yours department from Trump. I'm going to try to put it into context, okay? Because oftentimes people take quotes out of context. What she said is, quote, what they do is they say, oh, look at this shiny ball. Look at this shiny ball. Let's go after Trump. Whatever you hear about the Bidens, don't worry about it. Trump. It's called Trump derangement syndrome. And now it's becoming sick. And then she added, I'm embarrassed to be a lawyer. Honestly, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to be a lawyer. So I was looking at some of the comments posted on our social media after the fact, if you will, after this all has sort of hit the airwaves in the light of day. George Conway, and I'm trying to think why I know that name. Anyway, he said he's a lawyer, but I know for some reason, I don't know why. Is he married to Conway, who used to be?
They're divorced now, I believe.
Yeah,
that's who I'm thinking of, too.
Right. Yeah, yeah. He says, I too am embarrassed that she's a lawyer. Yeah, right. Okay. All right, so there's that. And also with that, I mean, this becomes sort of the subtext to a lot of conversation this week. And as usual, Trump, instead of addressing the issue, he takes off on whomever is in his sights at the moment. I think it was Pence the other day. It's his fault, or it's Joe Biden's fault, or he's great. He's genius at deflecting the attention away from him. He never answers a question, really, about the status of things like this. He'll attack, for example, he assailed Hillary Clinton and her handling of classified information. So that becomes the issue. Instead of, okay, what's that? No, she did it too. That's kind of like when children say you've been reprimanded because you took candy out of the candy jar. And the daughter says, well, my brother does it all the time. You never go after him. Right? Well, that's what this is like, child.
Under the bus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, throw everybody under the bus. Okay. So is this stuff going to be central to Trump's reelection campaign? And if it is, of course it is. But is it going to help him or is it going to hurt him?
It's going to help him because this is probably going to end just like the first indictment did. And his numbers
flat.
Went up. Yeah, but his numbers went up. And it proves that it is a witch hunt. And this happened while he was a president. People were going after him, trying to figure out any way, shape, or form to get him out of office. Now people are trying to figure out how to keep him out of office because there is a legitimate fear of what happens if Donald Trump is president again. And there should be, because his vernacular is being... He is such a great businessman, and sometimes, you know what, this country does need to be run more like a business.
Sure
does. He did a lot of good.
Got to drain the swamp, though.
He also had such a vernacular of being a bully that, in a way... kind of made other people follow that format. And now that's not entirely on him because we are all responsible for ourselves. But people should be just as scared as if Biden has a second term, too.
Awful, both of them. Interesting, RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, number 4 this week on the People list, is polling at 20 to 30%. In other words, there was a, I think it was last weekend, 1,590 Democrats, registered Democrats, were polled to see who they favored if the election were today. I think it's 24% or 27, something in the 20s anyway, said they'd vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And this is where, a year and a half away from the election, and already 20-some percent are saying, we don't want Biden. We're going to vote for Kennedy. And that thing can build a steam head like you wouldn't believe over the next, especially if he's smart about his points of view. One of the things that people take shots at him for, but one of the things he's proudest of, is his independent thinking. He was a big anti-vaxxer during COVID, and that people, there are a lot of people who love that because they, you know, and they would be identified as Republicans, many of them. So this is a smart strategy. No, this is something he's consistent. He's been consistent on this for a long time. It isn't like it just started. But he hasn't been well known until now. But because of his name as much as anything else, people say, okay, is this guy in the Kennedy family? Yep. Robert Kennedy's son. He's 69 years old, married to an actress who was on Larry. What's the name of that show?
Oh, Arrested Development.
Arrested, yeah.
And then what was the other one? Spurgatory?
I don't know, but she's, you know her if you saw her. Anyway, apparently they don't agree on politics, which is healthy. It's good. It's fun. She is, she had the shots, I think, and wore a mask and yada, yada, yada. The Larry, what's his face? Who is the, she was on that. She was his wife on that.
Cheryl
show.
Hanks. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That was the one I was thinking of. Yep. Anyway, so I was picturing this. To go back to Trump for a second, when the call came in that he was being indicted, he was sitting by the swimming pool at his New Jersey golf club. And, of course, he took the opportunity to, I mean, it's just that, it's almost like that casual, okay, well, I'm at the golf course now, and I guess I'll take a shot at whomever. So, anyway, there are a lot of special counsels and all of this stuff. It's going to be a circus like it has been. And they're responsible. They're making it this way themselves because they're playing right into Trump's hand. Trump loves this stuff. He thrives on it. And so the more you feed him this stuff, the more he's going to take shots. He's not going to talk about himself. He's not going to talk about the issue as it applies to him. He's going to turn it around. And, you know, the traffic... Have you ever been down to Palm Beach, Jay? Ever driven around Palm Beach?
I do not believe so, no.
All right. So Mar-a-Lago is at the end of Ocean Avenue, and there's a sharp turn. It's on the corner of the main drag, which is on the ocean. So when you drive by it, it's got high fences around it. I mean, you know what it is, because there's Secret Service all over the place, and you know, you can't get in, or you can, if you're going there for lunch, you can get in as long as you have ID and you are, you know, your name's on the list. But in terms of what goes on there, people on the beach, people walking up and down that street, people riding their bikes up and down that street, they'll do anything to try to get a glimpse in there in hopes of seeing Trump. Well, you'll never see him from the road because his apartment and the restaurants and stuff where he spends his time is on the inside of the compound, not on the outside. But it is interesting to see people in there just their fanaticism. And I witnessed that, frankly, at the Talkers Convention last Friday. Christopher Ruddy, who runs Newsmax, was one of the participants in a panel with Michael Harrison. I'm going to actually talk to him about that in our regular session, Michael's session, Well, there were a lot of highlights to the convention, but Christopher Ruddy talking about how Newsmax developed and what its focus is, and his really, he's located, his offices are not far from Mar-a-Lago, and his relationship with Trump is very strong because of his support for Trump. But the way it comes across, it just doesn't seem like there's an intellectual connection. It's more kind of, I don't want to say thuggery, but it just kind of dems, dats, d's, and does, you know what I mean? It's not like there's an intellectual approach. There is an intellectual approach to this.
I would agree, yeah.
They
yeah.
don't take it. They take the low road. So, anyway, it's interesting because all the evidence does show that Trump has done this, but is he guilty of anything? He's done this, but what's he really guilty of? I think that's very interesting.
Well, aren't there other former presidents who they have found still have some of the
Yeah, Jimmy Carter had some.
Yeah,
they've all had them. So this shows you how one-sided the perverted news media is. Not that Trump is an innocent so-and-so, but they go after him because of his attitude, not because of what he's really done. And that's why they're never going to really get him. They have this circus plays right into his run, the next run for presidency. It just plays into it, and they're so dumb, they think, well, we're going to get Trump. No, you're not. You're not going to get him at all. There's another interesting, beside the Washington Post and their grind on it this week, if you read The Atlantic, I find, they're talking about the evidence and the documents, and it's strong. Come on, grow up. They're not going to get anything on him. He's terrific wiggling out of this stuff. All right, 48 after, this is the Talk Radio Review.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
For a limited time, when you go to OmahaSteaks.com and enter the code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, into the search bar, you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. These burgers taste like steak on a bun. They're ultra lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Save over 60% on your dad's favorite grill pack. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steak seasoning bottle, plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers, $99.99. Remember, gifting is easy. Dad wants steak, and Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Type in 30DUG into the search bar. Order your dad's favorite gift pack.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What a revolting development this is, because Nick Miles, our auto expert at rautoexpert.com, is super sick. He doesn't have any voice, so this is the first time ever I can remember that he's had to withdraw from being on the air. But never fear, the Duggar is here. I have some things that I have come up with, because I love cars. I love talking about cars. That's why Nick and I have so much fun relating the car news to you, things that are happening with drivers and automobiles and that sort of thing. So I'll get into it. Matter of fact, I want to talk right now about what the AAA is saying. They estimate 37.1 million drivers are going to hit the roads this summer. And that number includes those traveling 50 miles or more, 50 miles away from home. That's a 6% increase from last year. So that'll be, what, 2 million additional car travelers, more than last year. So here's an overview. Let's get to the nitty-gritty from Andy Solomon.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. If you're planning to hit the road this summer for your next getaway, then let Kelley Blue Book give you some tips to make your road trip a successful one. Matt Deegan, editor at Kelley Blue Book, has more.
Before you get going, remember to do a basic safety check of your vehicle's tire pressure, wiper blades, fluid levels, headlights, heating, and air conditioning. Also, schedule any regular services, such as tune-ups, oil changes, battery checks, and tire rotations.
Once your car is ready, make sure you have your cell phone and a safety kit with a phone charger, battery backup, a first aid kit, flashlight, water, and snacks.
The last thing to do is decide when to leave. Late afternoon and early evening can be the worst times on the road. Also, if it's a long weekend, then try to leave on a Wednesday or Thursday so you can be well on your way when the travel rush kicks in. And try to avoid late night driving so you can stay alert.
For even more tips for your summer road trip, go to KBB.com.
All right. So, because Nick is not with us, I'll cover a few things that are going on in the world of automotive news. Or actually, I found this story to be the most compelling of all the things that have to do with automobile travel. A driver survived this week after the car he was in that had broken down. It was picked up by a tow truck. He stayed in the car, which I thought was illegal. I didn't think you could stay in the car while the tow truck's hauling you down the road. But anyway, the car flew off the tow truck and vaulted into the air before it crashed. So anyway, this guy's in the hospital. This took place in Georgia, and the sheriff's deputy happened to be following the truck, and his body cam was on, so you can see he was following, he was responding to a separate accident across the highway, and then this thing happens. So the footage shows the car traveling in the same lane as the tow truck, and the car comes off of the truck. Anyway, it's wrecked, and this guy's lucky to be alive. I guess that's the bottom line in that story. The folks at Tesla have said that they are going to build a battery specifically for GM vehicles now. They're superchargers, which is something that they're well known for. I think what I sense here is that anybody and everybody can be had for a buck, right? At first, Tesla said, nope, this is our stuff and nobody else is going to have it. But apparently GM's not having much luck in developing. And, you know, actually what they should do is share. They should do. Why recreate the wheel here? So there's that. The fellow who's been running Dodge USA is now heading up Ram as well. So they put the truck, used to be they were Dodge trucks and they were called Rams. Now they're not called Dodge trucks anymore. They're just called Ram trucks, which I think is a mistake because everybody still calls them Dodge trucks. So I'm going to predict that because this guy has been put back in charge of the truck division, that you're going to see what I just talked about come back again, that the Dodge emblem on the trucks will be back, as I think it should. Nobody knows what a Ram is other than the sheep, but they all know what Dodge is. So anyway, there's that. There's a picture on Tom's website, ourautoexpert.com, of him standing in front of the new Lexus. Lexus was one of the first really, I guess, upscale SUVs. And so now the 2024 Lexus has been introduced, the TX. It's made in America, interestingly enough. It's a sort of redesign of the GX. So all those things you can find and many other items of interest at ourautoexpert.com. Holding a good thought that Nick will be good. His voice will be back next week here on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.